Hey there, buddy. Find anything useful in the pile of rubble? What is it, my big clunky robot? Anything good? Let me see. Some spare parts for you. Some metal piece for my armor. And is that... Oh my god, is that a body? Does it look like it's moving to you? Fuck. It's moving. Shit. Come on, big guy. Help me move all of this. Maybe there's still a chance we can get them out of there alive. Okay. I'll take it from here, buddy. Just a few more lifts, and this should do it. There. Are they still alive? Hey, that's it. Open your eyes for me. Can you tell me your name? You don't look so good. Do you think you can get up? Hey! I think the meat is done. What do you think, buddy? Hey! No complaining on my cooking. You don't even eat. You're awake. How are you feeling? Well, you were stuck under a whole lot of junk. So it's no wonder you don't feel so good. How did you end up under there anyway? You don't remember, huh? Well, you could have amnesia, you know. Bumped your head so hard that you forgot? Huh. Oh well. But I should introduce us. This big hunk of metal is Buddy, my trusted sidekick. Ah, fine. My companion. And I am Lizzie. Lizzie the Adventurer. I know, buddy, but the word nomad sounds kind of boring. It does describe what we do really nicely, but adventurer sounds kind of, I don't know, romantic in a way? Shut up! Not like that. I know I should never let you join me at the bar that one time for poker. You learned so many weird things from those people while you were waiting for me. Anyway, I guess you can stay with us for now. If you want to, that is. There are no people around here for ages. Well, at least as far as the scanner we have is showing. Huh. Weird. You don't show up on this thing either. Maybe you aren't completely human? Yeah. Well, this scanner shows life forms, and sometimes if you got some mechanical parts, it kind of messes with the signal. But you look completely human. I guess we will just have to wait and see. If you want to come with us, I mean. Not going to judge you if you decide to go off on your own, but if you truly have lost your memories, how about this? You stick with us for now. We can protect you. Well, it's just, since the scanner is either bugging out or you have mechanical parts to make you not show up, I just, what if you ended up under all of that junk? Wasn't an accident. Someone could have chased you and just left you for dead. Stranger things have happened, you know? The world is a really dangerous place now, and humans, well, are very terrible when struggling for survival. It's just since the blast 100 years ago, everything has just, it has changed so much. So, with the amnesia and all, well, you would not know friend from foe. Yeah. Really makes sense that we are foe, huh? I mean, me and Buddy here got you out of the rubble. So, what are you thinking? That we chased you and you somehow got under all that rubble in the chase, and then we banked on the fact that you will lose your memories from stuff hitting you. That sounds really sus. But if you choose to believe that, then go right ahead. Okay. Me and Buddy here will join you for a while. Keep our distance in case we are evildoers. And I will tell you everything I know. So, but we could have this arrangement until I have either told you all you need to know to survive, so you can go out on your own, or until you get your memories back, or until you choose to make this a permanent camaraderie. What do you say? Do we have a deal? Awesome. Let's head out in the morning. I don't know about you, but I'm not heading into the darkness around us right now. Too many unknowns, and besides, it's warm by the fire. Well, rest up, my new friend. This is going to be an adventure.